met a gentlewoman. She took my heart away. She said I had it coming to me, coming to me, coming to me. But I wanted it that way. I said, any love is good loving. So I took what I could get, went out and grabbed what I could get. And then she looked at me with those big brown eyes. And she said, yeah, you ain't seen nothing yet. Seen nothing yet, but baby, here's a lovin', here's a lovin', but baby, you ain't seen nothing yet. I got something hidden in my heart for you now. You ain't seen nothing yet, but baby, no, 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 no. So much better, 'cause I found out for sure she took me to a doctor. Nice fella. And he prescribed a cure and he jive. I think any loving's good. Nothing yet. No, you ain't seen nothing yet, pretty lover. I got so much here in my heart for you, baby. Here's a loving you'll never forget. Just wait till I get cooking, wait till I get cooking. Ain't seen nothing, wait till I get going, pretty lover. You ain't seen nothing yet, baby.
Smooth.
Near, 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 near.
Smooth.
I think that is probably the quintessential Have You Never Been Mellow song, Chuck.
Aside from Have You Never Been Mellow by Olivia Newton-John.
No, that's even swingier.
Oh, that's true.
See, this being your home for swing,
mm-hmm.
Burton Cummings swings it on You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet.
That's Burton Cummings, who at one point was a member of the Guess Who.
Yes, and Randy Bachman, who was also a member of the Guess Who, went on to form Bachman Turner Overdrive,
mm-hmm.
and write and perform You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. So Burton Cummings is tipping his hat to his old compatriot.
His former bandmate,
mm-hmm.
and doing a funny swing version of one of their big rockin' hits.
Portly Canadians all.
I would like to note for those wondering, Joel, that you were pronouncing it Bachman.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how the Canadians pronounce the name. Yes. Bachman.
And one would think that the Canadians know.
Yeah, well, they being Canadians, those members of Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Mm-hmm.
I first heard it on that one Canadian radio show we got to hear that had
right.
people saying Bachman over and over again.
Right, yeah, the Worldwide Request Show or whatever
that
thing was.
Yeah, something like that. It was
something like that. Anyhow, yeah, well, you say Bachman, we say Bachman.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Yeah, let's take it to Richard and Linda Thompson territory.
Okay.
So, the deal with Richard Thompson, a fine guitarist, was in Fairport Convention and made his name as a folk revivalist and folk rock hybridist,
mm-hmm.
if that is a word.
And performed with Sandy Denny both with and without her connection to Fairport mm-hmm. Convention. We've played both Fairport Convention and Sandy Denny on this program mm-hmm. before. This and, is Richard and Linda.
Right. Richard married vocalist Linda Peters, and they became Richard and Linda Thompson, and had some success as album-oriented folk rockers throughout the 70s.
Another good euphemism would be critically acclaimed.
Critically acclaimed, exactly. And their marriage had its ups and downs, and it was all put down on vinyl for the world to see.
The highs and the lows.
The highs and the lows, mostly lows, and they are no longer, I don't think, even speaking to each other. The marriage ended long ago. But some fine, tortured music came out of it, including this. I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight. It's the title track of 1974 album. It's Richard and Linda Thompson.
On Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 14.
KLBB.
Living, doesn't anybody ever together anymore. And if love never lasts forever, tell me what's forever for. And I see love hungry people trying their best to survive.
He was Michael Martin Murphy, and he sang about a horse named Wildfire.
Yeah.
That's him as Michael Murphy in 1982 with a lovely song that topped the country charts as well. And that is What's Forever, Forever For.
See, he switches back and forth. He's Michael Murphy. He's Michael Martin Murphy.
He's got it all tied up.
If he's paid by the word, it's Michael Martin Murphy.
Right.
Before that, we heard from Richard and Linda Thompson with I Want to See the Bright Lights Today.
Correct, from 1974.
Mm-hmm.
But there's more to come. There's more mellow to be had, and we're just the guys to give it to you. Right here on your home for swing, Club 14.
KLBB.
Was a sweet, tender child, and she parted with her childhood shamelessly. She took all I had to give, molded and reshaped it, turned around and gave it back to me. The first one that I loved is not the first one that I lay with, and hers is not an easy memory. The first one that I lay with is not the first one that I loved, but she's the one who left a mark on me. The first one that I lay with was a woman who was older and wiser in the ways of being free. She took advantage of the shyness of my body and the oversimplification of my mind. The first one that I lay with is not the first one that I loved, but I still remember her time to time. The first one that I lay with and the first one that I love, I'm a lucky man for having known the two. For I can see the best of both of them.
Was that smooth or what?
Well, I said the word earlier. Smooth. Smooth.
They don't come any smoother than Burt Reynolds. At least Burt Reynolds of that vintage.
You know, actually, they did come smoother than Burt Reynolds.
Mac Davis was smoother than Burt Reynolds.
He's not that good of a great of a vocalist.
No, but look at the styles. 1973, Burt Reynolds off the Ask Me What I Am LP.
That's called The First One That I Lay With.
Yes. And there's a Bobby Goldsboro composition on this LP. It's Burt showing his sensitive and tender and musical side.
I don't believe they let Burt record again until almost 1980.
That's true.
And they kept him away from the microphones.
But, you know, for his limited vocal abilities, it's not a bad record.
It's got a Tom T. Hall storyteller aspect to, well,
sort of
some of these tunes.
But Tom T. was never as sleazy as the character that Burt was portraying, quote unquote.
Burt was portraying.
In The First One That I Lay With.
He was acting. Unbelievable.
Very well. So, Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel, sleazing out with Burt, and now we're going to smooth it out with the Bee Gees.
Let's turn our clocks back to right about 1979.
Uh-huh.
Disco is begun to fade just a wee bit.
Mm-hmm.
The Bee Gees' monster success with Saturday Night Fever has passed, and everybody's wondering what they're going to do next.
Right.
And they released a record that was called Spirits Having Flown that turned out to have two or three different hit singles on it, did very well. The big hit single off it was Tragedy, where they scream and wail like banshees in a really painful manner. But they also had it in them to go smooth.
That's right. And this song, the title track of Spirits Having Flown, it typifies more the cover art. You know, the windswept Bee Gees against the Australian outback with the sun going down.
Yeah,
lit from behind. It's pretty... pretty slick.
I caught a lot of static from friends who were into rock because I really liked the Bee Gees record when it came out in 79. But then the record that came out after that, well, then I switched my allegiance to New Wave.
Well, okay. But
when it was out,
let's put all that came after it behind us.
Yep.
And we'll just enjoy as we did. Oh, those 20 years ago.
Oh, low those.
Low those 20 years
those
ago.
Mere 20 years ago.
Spirits Having Flown, the Bee Gees on Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 14.
KLBB.
Spirit.
so self-assured, but suddenly it's all changed. She's a cloud that hangs above my world, and I find myself wandering in the rain, and I can't go on. I am lost, living inside myself, living inside this shell, living outside your love. I am lost, somewhere inside my own dreams, afraid of what life really means, living without. I was young, time was on my side, like a fool I let it slip away.
Living inside this gigantic hair shirt is more like it. It's Gino Vannelli.
Oh, man.
Another fine Canadian artist.
I Just Want to Stop was his other big hit of that era.
Mm-hmm.
Living Inside Myself reminds me of living inside my bedroom, reading a lot of books in about 1981.
Uh-huh.
Brown bedspread. I'm having very tactile memories okay. of hearing that song coming out of a radio at the time.
Mm-hmm. It is one of those that nails you down to a particular time and place.
It does for me anyway.
Yeah, I remember that distinctly as well. It was everywhere. It could not be avoided here in the Twin Cities metropolitan area.
But one of those songs that then quickly disappeared. It's not one that stands on the oldies playlists to this day.
No, see, Gino Vannelli is not a two-song canonical artist.
Mm-hmm.
He's a one-song canonical artist, and so the one song is I Just Want to Stop.
Well, don't forget his Black Cars. That was Gino Vannelli?
I do forget
black
that song.
Cars, they, black that Cars look better in the shade.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, that was later in the 80s.
I wear my sunglasses at night.
Right.
I am sweaty.
And then he had a weird version of Wild Horses.
Okay.
Before Gino Vannelli.
You're a much bigger Gino Vannelli fan.
I don't know why I know this, but I'm going to come back with real facts another day. But
all right.
before the Gino Vannelli, the Bee Gees with the title track of 1979's Spirits Having Flown album.
Ooh, soft. A couple of soft and pillowy songs.
And as we were discussing, I often heard the line, I am your hurry cake.
Only now do you realize that he's actually saying hurricane.
I am your hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyway.
That's so silly.
Hurry cake. What's a hurry cake?
I don't know.
I think it's like a banana flip. Something from
it's a Mickey snack cake.
Exactly.
It's one that we don't get up here.
We're going to get very smooth for you now.
Oh, smooth is the order of the day, apparently.
I'm really fond of the word now. Because Barry
Slick.
White can be described as, well, there's many words to describe Barry.
Satiny, plush.
Seductive.
Overstuffed.
Smooth. Overstuffed.
No.
Well fed.
Well, anyhow. Marginally talented, yet strangely, preternaturally successful.
Very successful.
And he's got a voice like you wouldn't believe.
Yes, and he's going to share it with you now as he tells...
Oh, what a night for dancing.
It's Barry White on Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 14.
KLBB. They called him the maestro. It's Barry White explaining it to you, speaking to you directly to your heart with the deepest voice on earth. And that is Oh What a Night for Dancing. And there'll be more after this on Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel on Club 14 KLBB.
Take me away, girl. as your sweet caress right now, and the thrill of you one more time. There's just something about your love, there's just something about you. Changed my life, the wave of your smile soothed my doubt and you eased my worried mind. Gave me love and affection, hope in my direction. That's what you gave me, girl, that's what you gave me. Yeah, Georgia woman, you're so far away, I can see me loving you again. For the thrill of you one more time, there's just something about your love, there's just something about you. Girl, I want my arms around you now. For the thrill of you one more time. There's just something about your love, there's just something about you. There's just something about your love, there's just something about you.
The Lilting Strains of Marty Balin.
He was never a member of the... was he a member of the airplane? Or was he just a member of the Starship in the 70s?
He was a member of the airplane.
Okay.
He took off for a while. Mickey Thomas is the Starship guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought Balin was a latecomer as well.
No, he got clubbed in the head on Woodstock. Or Altamont, rather.
Altamont, yeah.
Yeah, so he was in the airplane.
No, he's... Here it is. He's a co-founder.
Okay.
I will not try to take away his credentials. Marty Balin was a member of the Jefferson Airplane and the Jefferson Starship, and then had a nice couple of albums on his own in the early 80s. Hearts was a big hit that we played on the show before, and Atlanta Lady was a respectable follow-up hit from 1981. Respectable.
This is respectable street.
I think the other thing is a modest showing. Another nice euphemism for it. It did okay.
All righty.
I like
and
it.
And that was, what, 1980, you said?
81.
Okay. Let's go in the Wayback Machine.
Just to
use a fine, you know, baby boomer / Generation X metaphor. Let's take it back to 1967.
The year of my birth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was walking the earth.
Yeah, you were.
But I wasn't listening to this at the time. This was released pretty much exclusively over in Europe.
We are going back to the well of groovy French pop that
That's once again right. Is
available for the consumer music buyer in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And she's recorded music right up until the present day.
She being France Gall.
Mm-hmm.
Popular singer over in France.
And in the 60s, they would have said this song has some exotica content to it.
They would have said that in the 60s?
Would they?
I think they'd say that now.
Well, exotic. The word exotic was maybe not exotica.
Right. Exotic connotations. The sounds of the Far East, which is not all that much further east from France. Actually, I think it's kind of south. The sounds of Egypt.
But it was mysterious.
I know.
It's called Nefertiti.
Mm-hmm.
France Gall and Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 14.
KLBB.
faire titi.
Thank you.
and you've thrown away your choice and lost your ticket, so you have to stay on. But the drumbeat strains of the night remain, and the rhythm of the newborn day. You know, sometime you're bound to leave her, but for now you're gonna stay in the year of the cat.
Guitar Man. Al Stewart, The Year of the Cat. More to come after this on Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel on Club 14 KLBB.
Of gold, the certainty of growing old, that right is right and left is wrong, that north and south can't get along, that east is east and west is west, and being first is always best. But I believe in love, I believe in babies, I believe in waits for only those who congregate. I like to think of God as love. He's down below, he's up above. He's watching people everywhere. He knows who does and doesn't care. And I'm an ordinary man. Sometimes I wonder who I am, but I believe in love. What's going on with you and me is a good thing. It's true. Is as common as it used to be in working days and sleeping nights, that black is black and white is white, that Superman and Robin Hood are still alive in Hollywood, that gasoline's in short supply, the rising cost of getting by. But I believe in love, I believe in old folks, I believe in children, I believe in you. I believe in love, I believe in babies, I believe
undeniably smooth. That's Don Williams, a man who has performed on stage seated on a chair because his back kind of hurts when he stands all night. That's I Believe in You from 1980. And with that, I'm afraid that Have You Never Been Mellow comes to a close.
Yes, please give us a call.
If you've got any feedback, even requests or dedications, call the KLBB question and comment line at 603-5758.
And we'll see you back here next week.
That's
from
right.
9 to 11 with Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
Right here on AM 1400 KLBB, St. Paul, Minneapolis, and AM 1470 WLOL Brooklyn Park, your home for swing, Club 14 KLBB.
Good night.
Good night.